talk. The following radio drama is about displacement. This can happen to any one of us. Monday morning in Eldoret town. The sun is shining. It's a busy day. The main bus stop in town is already filled with people. One of them is Patricia, a retired teacher and a representative for internally displaced persons, known in short as IDPs. She is traveling to Mombasa for a meeting of IDPs. This morning, Kadogo too is at the bus stop, accompanied by her grandmother. She's also traveling for the meeting of IDPs in Mombasa.
Good morning, Mwalimu Patricia.
Good morning to you.
How have you been since we last met?
I have been fine. How about you?
Fine, too. Are you ready for the journey?
Yes, I am.
Meet Kadogo, my grandchild. Mwalimu, please take good care of her in Mombasa.
Indeed, I will.
And by the way, she's a very stubborn girl.
But I'm very sure she's also a good girl.
Bye, my grandchild. I will miss you.
Bye, Grandma. Miss you, Mom.
Don't get too emotional. We will be back soon.
Teacher Patricia and Kadogo sit next to each other in the bus. The journey starts. Kadogo is excited to go to the IDP's meeting in Mombasa. She has so many questions.
Mwalimu, will there be many IDPs at the meeting? Where are they coming from? By the way, what exactly is an IDP?
Ah, wait, Kadogo. I will explain everything to you about displacement.
Displacement is a complicated topic. Patricia has been working for a long time with IDPs. Patiently, she tries to help Kadogo to understand the topic.
IDPs are persons or groups of persons who have been forced out of their homes because of certain circumstances. This happens as a result of or in order to avoid the effects of armed conflict. Situations of generalized violence, violation of human rights, or natural or human-made disasters. All IDPs in Kenya are Kenyans.
Mwalimu Patricia pauses. Kadogo does not seem satisfied with that answer.
What about those Kenyans who flee to Uganda?
Those who cross over to Uganda are refugees. They cross an internationally recognized border. Other laws and protection frameworks apply to them.
There are three types of displacements. Disaster-induced displacement. Disasters include floods, landslides, fires, and droughts. Successive droughts have forced pastoralist groups to move their livestock away from traditional grazing areas in search of water and pasture. Tensions relating to the encroachment on land belonging to other communities frequently escalate into violence. The second one is conflict-induced displacement. This form of displacement results from human interaction. Examples include war, civil war, or any other forced movement due to persecution, whether this is because of ethnicity, religion, or political views. As a result of the 2007-2008 post-election violence, over 600,000 people were displaced. The third one is development or resource-induced displacement. Displacement as a result of infrastructure development for transportation, housing, urbanization, factories, mining, and conservation efforts.
Now I understand. I am a victim of conflict-induced displacement.
What happened to your family?
Our house in Ruma was burnt down. I lost my parents and my sister during the 2007-2008 post-election violence.
I was lucky. My grandmother and I stayed at the showgrounds in Eldoret and then went back to Huruma. It has been difficult because we have little to survive on, even though the government gave us some money. I am not sure if I will go to Form 2 because my grandmother cannot get the fees. I am worried my aspirations to become a doctor will not be met.
I believe God has better plans for you. But also, don't forget education has no end.
Deep in conversation, time really flies for Kadogo and Patricia. Suddenly, the bus stops near Emali town and the doors open to let some new passengers enter. An elderly Maasai man enters the bus and sits down near Patricia and Kadogo. It's Mzee Lodiang, another delegate for the IDP's meeting in Mombasa. Patricia and Mzee Lodiang have known each other for a long time. Today, Mzee Lodiang looks quite unhappy.
Ah, hello, Mzee Lodiang. Habari gani? How is Oloitoktok? Meet Kadogo here.
Hi, Mzee Lodiang.
Good afternoon, Patricia and Kadogo. I didn't expect to meet you today. What a sight for sore eyes. Patricia, ever since we last met, I've been having really hard time. Really hard time indeed. Last year, there was a serious drought in my place. And as a result, I lost several herds of cattle. I decided to go to the neighboring village in search of water and pasture. But the community there rejected me, since there was scarcity of water there also. Coming back home, I lost several herds of cattle to cattle rustlers. And as we speak, I really miss my family. I really do. But I still have.
We have finally arrived in Mombasa.
After a long journey, the bus finally arrives in Mombasa. A middle-aged man is waiting for them at the bus station.
Patricia, karibuni sana Mombasa. How was the trip?
Swale, asante sana. It was alright. Good to see you. Meet Kadogo and Mzee Lodiang.
Karibuni sana.
Asante.
Using one of the famous Mombasa tuk-tuk taxis, Swale takes them to the hotel. Kadogo is curious to know more about Swale.
Mr. Swale, are you also an IDP?
Yes, I got evicted as a result of development project in my hearing. What pains me even more, I'm not assured of compensation for the land that has been in my family for generations. Another problem, I don't have a title deed, as I have never seen a reason to have one. I am happy for the development achieved, but not at the expense of being homeless.
About half an hour drive, they arrive at the hotel. Tired from the long travel, Patricia, Kadogo, and Mzee Lodiang go to bed early. The next day, they all wake up refreshed. Patricia, Kadogo, Mzee Lodiang, and Swale participate in a workshop of IDPs from all over the country.
Today we are here to talk about prevention of displacement, assistance and protection for IDPs and durable.
The workshop is organized by Kituo cha Sheria in cooperation with the National Coordination Consultative Committee on IDPs, NCCC, and the National Land Commission, NLC. Kadogo is withdrawn and reserved. She seems intimidated by so many people attending this workshop. Dan, a representative from Kituo cha Sheria, addresses the meeting.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
My name is Dan from Kituo cha Sheria, and I'm very thankful that you find time to be in this workshop today. We are here to talk about prevention of displacement, assistance and protection for IDPs. We will also find durable solutions to some of our problems. Karibuni sana. Kituo cha Sheria is happy to hold this workshop on internal displacements. We have invited IDPs from every corner of the country. Internal displacements happens everywhere and can happen to anyone. First of all, before I begin, I'd like to give you more information about the legal frameworks. We are happy the President signed the IDP Act in 2012. What this means is there's a legal framework that assigns responsibilities to the national and county governments. Also, to our rescue, we have the amended Lands Act. We are glad to cooperate with the National Consultative Coordination Committee and the National Land Commission to help the IDPs. In addition, allow me to introduce a member of the County Government of Mombasa.
At which point the discussion starts on the various issues affecting IDPs. There are so many problems to discuss. The delegates are urged to present their views and questions.
You know, we hear about National Lands Commission. We'd like them to tell us how they can help us resolve the issue of land ownership and compensation.
Our problem is water scarcity. We need more wells for our cattle. We need the government and donors to assist us. And another thing, we need a competitive market for our animals so that we can sell them as opposed to them dying.
Deforestation can also be avoided when people plant two or more trees in the place of one. This way, we can have enough rainfall and pasture. The government can also deploy more anti-stock theft police in pastoral areas so that our livestock are safe as well.
I am Swale. The government should give us alternative land.
The biggest problem is we didn't have title deeds. That is why they evicted us so easily.
I am Edward from Nakuru. In our camp, we had medical services from the Red Cross. That saved many, but I know in other camps, some NDPs got seriously sick and died.
The government and the relevant institutions should ensure that all IDPs are recognized and adequately compensated.
The representative from NCCC has been listening attentively and taken a lot of notes. After all, the interventions from the IDPs, Dan gives him the floor.
All right. Thank you all. Now let's hear from an official of the National Consultative Coordination Committee.
Thank you. As an IDP, it's important to be registered for accountability when compensation and repatriation takes place. IDPs are classified as integrated. Those who went back to their ancestral land to stay with their relatives and friends. The other group are camp IDPs. Many of those were resettled by the government.
The National Land Commission deals with a lot of issues. Important for you to know is that we issue title deeds to the rightful land owners. We also issue eviction notice for evictions of public lands, as well as compensation and resettlement in cases of acquisition of land.
Thank you for that input. And also, thank you very much for your very useful contributions. Now we begin the creative part. Let's all write down our solutions and messages. And as you write them, we'll join them into a comic that we'll use to spread the messages.
On the bus driving through the city of Mombasa, they share the comic books with the people on the streets.
Hey, everybody, read our comic books!
It was a long day for the delegates. They shared a lot of problems and emotions. In the evening, they all go to the nearby beach to relax. It's a beautiful sundown. The sky is clear. They can see clearly the distant horizons of the sea. Just just as they can see clearly the solutions to the problems of IDPs in this country. Patricia, facing the sea, gives everybody words of encouragement.
Ah, what an exhausting day, but a very fruitful one. Can we now unwind?
You know, as much as everything we discussed today is still work in progress, I do feel optimistic about our future.
This can happen to any one of us. It's a comic story created by Joe Baraza, Dan Muli, Kennedy Chalo in collaboration with Kituo cha Sheria. The radio drama is a joint production of Mtaani Radio with the Umoja Radio for Peace Project and Kenya Community Media Network KCOMNET, supported by the Civil Peace Service Kenya of GIZ. Narratives, Njuki Gidedwa and Michael Suarez. Recording of dialogues, Volman Productions, the Vihiga Peacemaker Theatre Group and the Nairobi Branch Red Cross Theatre Group. Narrators, Yamumo Stella and Tebi Otieno. Production and editing, Megalink Studio and Drisa. Director of production, Kamadi Amata.